Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to the Shakti on Fire podcast, created by Joy Leng. She is an empowerment coach for women, author of From Zero to Shakti, an online course provider, a speaker, and a warrior goddess facilitator. This podcast explores the focus of her empowerment coaching for women, which is authenticity, intuition, power, and play. Her dream is to ignite 1 million women to do 3 million good deeds by 2028. And she invites you to be a part of this dream at joyleng.com. Now, I present to you the dreamer and creator of Shakti on Fire podcast, Joy Leng.
Hola, hello, world. Welcome to Shakti on Fire podcast. This is Joy. Today is Kick-Ass 1, yay! So, today we're going to talk about your life. Is your life a movie or a script? So let's take some imaginary exercise right now. Imagine for a moment that you are a scriptwriter, a brilliant, albeit lazy one. What you have written in the past has always received raving reviews and won many awards. Your success has made you somewhat lethargic. Now, if your next script is going to be about your visionary life, how would it look like? Or have you already written it in your mind? Is it something that is crystal clear in your mind's eye? Or do you have just a fuzzy idea about it? If you are able to get your lazy ass off the couch and let go of the remote control and set pen to paper, what images arises in this visionary life? Everything that you have written in the past has already come to pass. You set everything in motion with your intent, your thoughts, your beliefs, your words, your actions, and perhaps your non-spoken words and non-existent actions. Your life is a testimony to it. Have it ever occurred to you? You have always been a powerful manifester. Yes. So, what's the next scene in your visionary life? In fact, what's the first scene? So, let's say that you have successfully heaved yourself out of the inviting couch and finally wrote a most stunning piece of your visionary life. Your intention has now been powerfully manifested into written words. Where do you go from here? I would think find the best people and resources to bring it to life. Who would be a brilliant director? And which talented actors would you cast? How are you going to fund this vision? Where would the movies be filmed? Oh my goddess. You have just unleashed an avalanche of challenges and choices. But this is going to be the best movie of your life. You know it. You can feel it in your bones. This is going to be what you will be remembered for. Your legacy. After all, this is your vision manifested. But it is going to be one hell of a ride. So, what are you going to do now? Sink right back into the cozy couch? Start planning out your vision? What will you do now? I suppose it depends on how much you want this visionary script to come alive. Or will it stay as a script, written words trapped in your hard drive and forgotten with time? Either choice is your choice. It brings to mind the movie Sliding Doors for me. I love how it so succinctly captured the power of choices. All the choices we make in life, even the seemingly inconsequential ones, are never quite inconsequential, are they? The summation of our choices determines where we are, defines who we are today. So which door will you be sliding today for tomorrow? Is your visionary life a faraway dream or a reality 10, 20 years from now? What do you see as the older you? Where are you? What are you doing? How are you feeling? So tell me, this visionary life of yours, is it a movie or a script? Lots to think about. I strongly want to encourage you to take time out from the hustle and stress of daily life. Take a step back, take a deep breath, and go inside and ask these questions to yourself. I've attached an inspired action in the show notes, so I strongly encourage and I invite you to just take 10 minutes of uninterrupted time to do the exercise, and you might find it interesting to see what arises, and it might surprise you how you feel just thinking about it. There is power in written words, so please take advantage of it. So here we are. We have our first Kick-Ass 1 episode. Awesome! And to have a podcast is one of my dream come alive. It's one of the aspects of my visionary life. And this is, given that this is a new, brand new podcast, I am taking baby, slow but steady steps towards my visionary life. And I dare you to do the same for yourself. As always, I like to end with the definition of Shakti on Fire on this podcast and with an inspirational audio clip to end this podcast. A Shakti on Fire is a playful goddess who ignites her power with intuition and authenticity in loving service to herself and others. In the show notes, it's also included the link to the free chapter of my book, From Zero to Shakti. Remember to grab it. So here we go. This is my gift for you, an inspirational clip for the day.
Helen Keller said, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight, but no vision." Could there be anything worse than going through life without any direction, without any passion, without purpose, without vision? Decide what you're going to do. Decide who you are going to be. Write it down and do whatever it takes to make it come true. That is your vision. That is your purpose. Your vision gives you reason. Reason to get out of bed every morning. Reason to grind. Reason to do what everyone else is unwilling to do. No successful human has ever reached any great heights without having a clear vision of their future. back your vision with a relentless, burning desire to achieve at all costs. Your vision must be strong, powerful, and make you feel completely uncomfortable. If your vision is in your comfort zone, that is not your vision. No fulfilled life is lived in a comfort zone. Push yourself to live the life you want to live. No shortcuts, no cop-out. You think big, you dream big, and you get big. Your vision should be something you love to do. Don't chase the money. Do what you love and the money will chase you. It's a universal law. Add value, get rewarded. Don't ask where the money will come from. Ask yourself how you can add value to the lives of others. Make sure you add that value. And money will flow in your life so fast, you won't know what to do with it. It is about time you made things happen. Turn your vision into reality. You deserve it. Never settle. Never accept anything else. You gotta believe you are here for a purpose. Why are you here? Don't wait until the end to realize you never did what you wanted to do. Don't wait until it's too late to understand life is short and you only get one shot to make it. Take risks. Listen to your heart. Trust your vision. Never forget you can have, be, and do anything. You are a powerful creator.
Hell yeah! You are a powerful creator. So dear Shakti's on fire, go there, do the inspire exercise, download my free